Finding a way. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. And before we go any further, if you missed last week's episode, I want you to make a note to check it out. Coach Jason Klatt of Meade High School in Colorado did a fantastic job, and it's something I'm sure you do not want to miss. So make sure you go back and check out that episode. Thanks for taking the time to drop in today, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the show if you like what you hear. Any way that we can share a message of encouragement to coaches and athletes is a positive thing, and you can help us make that happen. Today on the show, I want to take a brief look at the idea of making things happen. As coaches and athletes, that's part of our job, an important part. Good coaches and athletes don't wait around to see what will happen. Instead, they make things happen. An example in Scripture that I want to look at today is Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 4. It says this, "He entered Jericho," speaking of Jesus, "and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he couldn't, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way." What we see in just these four short verses is the story of Zacchaeus. This is a familiar story to many because of Zacchaeus' small stature. But if you can move beyond that simple point, I think there are some very valuable lessons that, one, we can learn as coaches, two, are easily transferable to our athletes, and three, most importantly, they should impact us and our lives as believers. The main idea of this story is that Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus. I don't want that to get lost in any of this. The main idea is that Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus. He wanted to know who this man was that he had heard so much about. The problem was there were a few obstacles in his way. But these obstacles didn't hinder Zacchaeus, and that is where we can really learn. I think the first thing that we can learn is that Zacchaeus put his pride aside. He set his pride down, and it didn't get in his way. See, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and the passage makes it sure to point out that he was rich as well. See, in the culture of the time, tax collectors were despised because basically they would set their price. They were charged to collect a certain amount of taxes from the public on behalf of the government, and in exchange, basically the government would turn a blind eye to a tax collector overcharging. So the result would be a tax collector would just line his pockets. He would overcharge, he would take the excess, and he would put it in his own pockets. And so there's no doubt this is where Zacchaeus' wealth came from. But oftentimes, wealth can be a hindrance. So whether it's monetary wealth or whether it's a wealth of knowledge, often we can think that we have all we need or I've got it all figured out. Our pride can get in the way. This wasn't the case with Zacchaeus. He was intrigued by Jesus, and he set his pride to the side to go and seek him out. He didn't look at his pockets that were full of cash and think, I've got all the money I need. What do I need Jesus for? He didn't think that. He set his pride to the side, and he continued to seek Jesus out. So that's the first thing that we can learn. And see, as coaches, how often are we guilty of thinking, I've got it all figured out? And how often can I become engulfed in my own pride? I've won so many games, or I've done this, or I've done that. Zacchaeus serves as an example to us that our pride shouldn't get in our way. It shouldn't get in the way of our coaching. It shouldn't get in the way of our leading. And it most certainly shouldn't get in our way of seeking Christ. The second thing we can learn is that also Zacchaeus didn't make excuses. He was short. There was a big crowd. And he couldn't see. It would have been real easy for him to give up on the spot and to start making excuses. I can't see. There's too many people here. I got taxes to collect. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. But that's not what Zacchaeus did. He pressed on. And so the question I have for you, Coach, is how often are you pressed with a challenge, have your back against the wall, and are tempted to make excuses? Zacchaeus didn't do that, and neither should we. Thirdly, another lesson is that Zacchaeus didn't settle for less than the best. He could have easily waited to hear more stories of what Jesus was like. I mean, how did he want to know who Jesus was in the first place? He'd heard all these stories, all of these things that Jesus had done, and he thought, I want to know this guy. I want to find out who he is, what he's like. And he runs into all these obstacles. He could have easily just taken someone else's word again. I can't see over this crowd. I'll just wait and see what they have to say. I don't feel like fighting through it. He could have just taken someone else's word, but he didn't. He wanted to see Jesus for himself. There was no shortcut, and Zacchaeus recognized this. So, Coach, how often are you tempted with a shortcut? See, many times we wish that there was a simpler way, but often in our profession, you've got to put the work in. That's what you tell your athletes. You've got to put the work in. So if we're tempted to take shortcuts, then so will our players, and they're watching to see how we will respond. So we should stand firm like Zacchaeus, recognize that there is no shortcut and that we don't settle for less than the best. We want to find out for ourselves, right? That's what Zacchaeus did. And that's the third lesson that we can learn. Lastly, it's real simple. Zacchaeus found a way. He made it happen. He wanted to see Jesus and he took the initiative. See, he ran ahead of the crowd. He found a sycamore tree and he climbed it. He didn't care how hard it was. He didn't care how weird it looked. He didn't even care what other people might say. He knew what he wanted, and he was willing to find a way to make it happen. Zacchaeus found a way to make it happen. If we look at this story and you think about Zacchaeus, he may have been a very questionable individual, but he displays several characteristics that can benefit us as leaders of young men and young women. Most importantly, he sought after Jesus. Coach, regardless of how busy your schedule may become, never neglect seeking after Jesus. He is the foundation of everything that a good coach seeks to build in young men and young women. Look to the example of Zacchaeus, and in all you do, put your pride aside. Don't make excuses, don't settle for second best, and simply work hard to find a way. Coach, your job is infinitely valuable, and I know that you're up to the task. Continue to let your light shine as you fulfill the role of a coach that God has designed just for you. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and he has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.